Oh, babe, oh, that was such a good fucking dinner. I can't believe you just let me order two appetizers. Well, I don't know. My ex would have. You know what? Nothing. Thank you for spoiling me. Yeah. I'm so lucky I have you. It took so long, but I finally have you, and I really, really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, stupid. I can't tell you that. You probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean, seriously. You probably think I'm fucking insane. Like, really? I do a lot to hide the crazy from you. A lot. And, well, I think it's probably better that way. You sure? You really wanna know? You're not gonna leave me if I'm honest. Really? Do you mean that? Nothing could make you leave? Well, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you. Before I finally got my current job, I was. God, this is so embarrassing. I really can't tell you. Really? You promise? You 100% swear you'll still be in love with me?
You swear on your life.
Okay, well, I was homeless and just so depressed, and I didn't really have much hope for myself, and I felt like giving up, and. But you were there. Like, you walked by. You were with some bitch, but you stopped and you looked at me. You really, really, really looked at me. Not as some street urchin or riffraff. I don't buy that. You really looked at me like a person. And then you gave me $100 like it was nothing. And later, I would know your finances, and you knew that you could barely afford to do that, but you did it. That's when I followed you, and you and your little friend went on the bus, and you walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close to me. I ended up moving all my things closer to you so that I could watch you every day. Leaving your house and this house, actually. It was like watching you walk out of our future every day. Having you so close made it so much easier to motivate myself. I even began collecting cans all over town so that I could finally save up for a down payment on an apartment. It took a long time, but seeing you every day made it worth it. That's a good question. It would have taken me a lot longer to save up myself to get a small apartment, but there was this guy who gave me like 1,000 one day. He was creepy and made me feel really unsafe overall, but he told me he wanted to help and then he left. It was weird, but I really am grateful. I owe that guy everything. So yeah, I got my apartment and worked my ass off, and well, I ran into you again, well, here we are. No, that's it. I stopped stalking you shortly after, I swear. Okay, well, are you sure you won't be mad? Like, really? There's definitely more, but I'm afraid of upsetting you. Yeah, I really did work hard to get where I am today. Thank you, baby. You're really sweet. Okay, sure. There was more. During our first date, I saw you type in your password on your phone. And well, when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff in your drink that would give you, like, a little tummy ache. You were so quick to run off to the bathroom, you didn't grab your phone. That's when I started sending myself copies of, well, everything in your notes, your photos, your passwords, everything. This made it really, really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way I know it needed to be. God, that's so fucking good to tell you. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. God, this honesty just feels so good. So fucking good. I don't want to stop. Okay, so, let's see. Oh, okay. Remember how you really, really wanted that promotion, but the assholes in your department was such a kiss-ass and was basically gonna get it just because he was sucking up to your boss? Okay, so get this. I set up a spoof email and made it look like his. And then I sent a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. They weren't even the same dick. But it worked. He fell for it and fired your coworker almost immediately. Then everyone was just told it was an HR-related issues, and guess who got the promotion? You, baby. Yeah, I'd do anything for you. Just for us, hell. That's what a good partner does. Oh man, I just remembered chugging your food and we hung out. So the longer you spent away from me, the more you'd ache for me and want me around. You practically begged me to move in after a few months. It was really hard to get the dosages right. And you didn't get sick for times, but I took care of you, and that made us get closer, didn't it? You were so cute and needy. I loved it. I loved, 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 loved it. God, I needed it so badly to keep having you need me. I do feel a little bad for isolating you from your friends. They did mean well. They really did. Blackmailing them made me feel really bad. But it was sort of their fault, too. What do I mean? Oh, well, your friends. The married couple, they were the first. The husband, of course, was cheating on his wife. But the best part was the wife was also cheating on her husband, too. They had no idea. So all I had to do was threaten to tell the other. And just let them know that the only thing they had to do was stop talking to you. I had planned to do something like this anyway. Because, well, they just didn't seem to me like very much. And I knew that they have told you that I had a bad vibe. But look who's talking. I'm not the one cheating on my spouse. I didn't want that kind of bad influence on you. So yeah, I made them go away. Most of your friends are bad influences, if I'm being honest with you. I had to make all of them go away until I could figure out some better people who are better for you. I'm still looking, so don't get worried. I know socialization is important for you. We'll find the right match someday, baby. You know I'll always take care of you. Yeah, that's probably enough for now. I think you get the point. I love you, baby. There's just so much I've done to make sure our relationship works. I've done just about everything I can, and look how happy we are. Wasn't this the best day ever? I've never seen you have so much fun. And now we're here, back in our bed, happy, drunk, and an entire life ahead of us. Come here, give me a kiss. I want you so badly right now. Being vulnerable makes me really want you for some reason. Crazy bitch? What is this? Some kind of roleplay shit? You're a freak. I love it. What? But you said I could be honest. You said I could tell the truth. You said you'd love me no matter what. You lied. You lied. You lied. You fucking lied. Why did you lie? You said you love me no matter what. Why are you leaving me? And you said to tell me. And that you loved me. I'm sorry. I feel things very deeply. I need you to sit down on the bed. I need you to fucking stay there. I'll be right back. Drink. Now. Drink. Now. I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I feel awful admitting it all, but it's the truth. I am obsessed with you. I'm sure you don't want to hear about how systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship is. It wasn't a mistake. Drink. It wasn't that I wanted to control you. I know that now. I just knew that I couldn't be happy imagining you dating anyone else. Kissing anyone else. And I wish I could just go back to the way they were, and I only see one way that that can happen. Especially after the things I've done. Drink. Oh, baby, I realize how this all must sound. You're such a good person. I know that. I made sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of this. It's an awful feeling, this obsessiveness. It feels like a slow rot. The way it just twists and turns at your insides. Drink. The truth is, I'm really not that good of a person. I get jealous, I get crazy, I feel selfish all the fucking time. But the way you look at me, the way your eyes light up when I come home from the store, it makes it all worth it for me. I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I may have been homeless for a while, but I'm not stupid. I knew you were the one. The second you looked at me sitting up against that wall, begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you all my life. I wanted to find a love that made life worth living. Drink. So, I made sure never to let you see who I really was. It worked like a charm, too. You were so happy to have me in your life. Every aspect. Your family, your friends, your job. I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. A little life straight out of the movies. At least, that's what it felt like to me. And I needed to keep that. I needed to keep you forever. And I was so close until you told me to be honest. You told me! You wanted me to be vulnerable. You made this happen. Drink. Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie when you said you love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this. So fucking pathetic. Sometimes I would wake in the middle of the night and panic thinking you were gone. Only to hear you in the bathroom. just so scared of losing you. I know what I've done. The bad things, terrible, awful, evil things. I don't know if I'll ever regret them. Because I liked how it all felt. I wish that I didn't. But I do. It's hard to feel guilt for something you did for love. Finish the bottle, baby. I need to clean this up. All of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. I can continue to be who you want me to be. If you'll just stay with me. Would you do that? Please. I can't lose you. It'd be too much. We can't lose each other. We can love each other. I'll do that for you. I know you still haven't proposed, but I found the ring, baby. You hid it so poorly. I know you're ready for till death do us part. That's all I need. Just you and me here in this home. All I really want is to be loved, and that's what you've always given me. I need you to keep giving it. Thank you for listening. I feel a little bit better talking it out. Shh, just lie down, baby. I'm gonna take care of you, my sweet, perfect man. So gullible, so trusting. That's because you believe in the good in the world. You believe in the good of me. That's enough to keep me going. I'm gonna take care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all of this and we'll go back to our happily ever after. There we go, get these off. There you are. I can't believe you're hard even after drinking that much. I know you're gonna be so sick later, but I'll be sure to take care of you then. Just like I'll take care of you now. You know, I can finally tell you my secrets about how I give the most perfect hand jobs ever. And that's because I've watched you, baby. I watched you every chance I get. Watched exactly how hard you gripped, how fast, how long the strokes were. Whether you played with your balls or fingered your ass, all of that I looked for. So that the first time I jerked you off, you would feel right at home. I remember you came so fast, and you were shocked at how good I was. I remember that embarrassed you, so I took it easy on you the next few times. I didn't care. I'm good at being patient. So good at it. You're so perfect. God, you taste so fucking good. Are you getting close, baby? I can see your balls tightening up. I love that. I love knowing exactly just how your body works. I love knowing everything about you. No. I think we're not done. I think it's time we start thinking about our future. Where our life is headed. No, don't even try to fight it, baby. You're so fucked up right now. You can barely move. It's fine. The only thing I need you to do here is just lie here and let me take care of you. I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard, and you're gonna fill my womb up with all of your cum. I haven't been on the pill for 3 months. Not that you've noticed. I just tell you, I'm gonna take my birth control, and you never even think to look twice. Sometimes I crinkle a plastic baggie to make it sound like I'm doing something, but that's all you need. You trust so easy, baby. That's why I love you. That's why I protect you. Now be a good boy and give me all of your cum. Oh, oh fuck. Oh god. Oh, you're so big. Oh fuck. 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 Oh my god. I feel like I don't get to ride you often. Twice. Some romantic missionary here. When you're in the mood, dog. Well, I'm gonna speed up, okay, baby? Fucking good. I know. You're so blackout drunk, you can probably barely fucking feel it, but it feels good nonetheless. Fuck, I'm getting so close. I want us to come together. I'm gonna come while you put all your cum in my womb. Give it all to me, baby. Don't hold back, okay? It's okay. You won't remember any of this in the morning. You'll be happy again. I'll be happy, and we'll just get our happily ever after. We'll get a family. We'll have it all. Fuck. Fuck you. Oh, fuck your comments. Don't leave me up so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is gonna make it so much closer. Oh, fuck, this is perfect. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming again. I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. Why you bring me here? Fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was so good. Fuck. Oh, baby. Are you getting sleepy? Shh, it's okay. You won't remember a single thing. Go to sleep so we can go back to dreaming together. Shh. I love you. 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 Baby. Shh. Oh my god. You're crazy, man. You drank so much last night. I can't believe I let you get away with taking that many shots. You don't remember what happened? Oh, Jesus, you were just in some kind of mood. You were just knocking them back. It was kind of cute, and, you know, it's hard for me to tell you no. Well, I know the perfect hangover cure. Which is a nice breakfast burrito and plenty of Gatorade. I'm gonna run out real quick and grab that for you. But just lay here and I'll be back. What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah, I love you too. I'll be back soon now. I'll miss you.